charged with murder one if they had some extenuating.
Well, murder two would be 599, kidnapping. The problem, I get, here's where I get to my problem. I think that maybe Dan and I both agree on this one. We have this special provision that says we committed a first offense A with a firearm, must serve 3 years.
Mandatory sentence.
Now, there may in fact be an extraordinary circumstance where we just don't want to give a 3 year sentence, because we've already said that there may be an extraordinary circumstance for the A felon where we don't want to
have but a firearm.
Okay, but the thing is, why not subject this to a three judge panel? In other words, we've subjected all presumptive sentencing to a three judge panel. Why not also say that if manifest injustice would result from a 3 year sentence, it could be mitigated by the panel. And you know, an A felony could be something like manslaughter, and manslaughter is an A felony, and it could involve some kind of hunting type of accident. Or Representative Dankworth, who proposed the amendment, had some second thoughts about it when he considered various ways that manslaughter could be committed. Another approach that we could do is redefine the A felony. In other words, exclude manslaughter and just include things like forceful sexual assault.
It would be easier to go through a three judge panel.
Well, I can buy it if I have to. I'd prefer to go actually to the one. You know, the thing is that if you've got a gun in your pocket when you've done any of these things that require intent.
Well, they don't necessarily, though. You see,
well, rape it requires some intent.
Yes, but not manslaughter. But not manslaughter, for example.
That's right. You can have manslaughter when you're drunk behind the wheel with no intent.
Right. And
so I could see screening that out. But burglary with a gun in your back?
Well, I'm not, that's why I was saying the second approach would be to redefine the A felony, make it more limited.
Well, I'll have to strike a deal with Big on that. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I hate to let a racist or a burglar lose on 403.
I guess I'm good. Okay, the other thing is we've eliminated parole for second and third time felons. And I consider people have been glossing over that. Mike did a fairly good job of glossing over it. I consider that a really important change. I mean, in the sense that under existing law, a third time felon would be eligible for parole after a third of the sentence would be served. Under the code, he is not eligible for parole. He must serve the max.
But he gets good time.
He gets good time at a rate of 1 to 3. That is correct.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
I agree.
Okay.
Let me throw something at the committee. What would the committee think of eliminating parole altogether, eliminating the parole board? And it was over a period of about a 3 year period.
I've never been in favor of the parole board.
Well, if it's going to be phased out, would it have to be done in this bill?
It wouldn't have to be done.
Yeah, it would, but it pinpoints that as a politician, this has to come out. We're talking about a problem in terms of saleability. And we have our share of bleeding hearts in that sense. It would say, I'm not ever going to vote for a bill where we don't have any parole board. You know, I know that. Like, one of the little changes we made was doing away with parole.
You know, I'm willing to give it a try, though, because I've hated the parole system.
I mean, point Senator Ziegler brought up about the separate bill approach. It just seems to be that would, it's just a really important issue to try to put it in.
Look, if he says he won't buy it, there's no sense in me pushing.
No, I'm not saying I won't buy it. I'm just saying I don't think it's a very syllable idea.
Well, the thing is that I wouldn't mind putting it in the first version than getting it up in free.
The point being, I have figured out a constitutional way to do it, and an extremely fair way to do it, where people, even where they're sentenced discretionary, first offenders, they're given full good time provision, and they still would be released on supervision as if on parole, but there's just no longer a discretionary release when the judge gives a sentence. That's what the sentence is. It's calculated. The guy knows what he's coming in. He knows that he's gave a certain amount of good time are we keeping the three-judge panel? The three-judge panel was in the governor's bill. It's been in every presumptive sentencing bill that I've seen. I don't know, I don't think Mr. Hickey has a problem with the three-judge panel. But Mr. Edwards did raise it, and I consider it a fundamental question now that it's been raised, and I...
Well, if you and he argue about that.
Okay.
I'll say it about him.
We have to be guided by counsel.
You know, I prefer a three-judge panel on a jury if you really kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't have, myself, I don't really promise that. There's one, I think I've covered the major issues. There's one minor issue about probation revocation that Mr. Edwards did bring up, and I think he raises what I probably think is a legitimate concern from his part, and that's on page 110 of the bill. I think Dan should carry this one.
The one I think it is, the one I've been raising for
it is.
A year and a half.
I gave you a chance to win all day.
The present statute on probation revocation make it absolutely clear, and the Supreme Court following have made it absolutely clear, that a probation revocation is in the nature of a civil proceeding. Okay, that someone has already been convicted, having been proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, he's been sentenced, he's been put on probation by a judge, subject to certain conditions. You will not drink, for example. You will not violate rules established by a probation officer for report.
What you want is preponderance of the evidence rather than clear and convincing evidence.
I wanted to simply go back to the existing law. There was a debate in the commission.
Go back.
I don't have any problem.
Dan, if I missed anything that you think is major that should be brought up?
I think the rest of them are pretty good. I think the main thing is getting a feel from the committee for the direction.
I'd like to sit down and talk with you when we get the thing all compiled about what's so revolutionary about this thing. That's where I had my problem.
Well, the classification of felony is preventative sentencing. It's not necessarily revolutionary, but it's kind of new to the planet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think this, I can't, of course, call a meeting. I have no way of knowing what Senator Holman contemplates doing in terms of committee meetings. And
The problem
with that, and the problem with the bill that Senator Sackett introduced along the same lines, is simply that the court will say in his sentence reporting, whatever you call that, commitment of judgment, whatever the hell it is, and he's heard all the
obviously, since we've gone through the rest of the code, your suggested amendment, which we have incorporated into the loosely, which contains the entire criminal code with all the amendments that we thought that you had asked for. And what I thought would be best is just to simply go through page by page and point out where the changes have been.
I think what we ought to do is continue with confirming, we've heard amendments explained to us so far, I think, all the way through. We've adopted some of those, we've gone back, and then some of them we have not, as I understand.
Well, there was one, I recall, I get the premise. In terms of actual adoption, voting on thing, I think there were a number that haven't been adopted, which are in this volume. I don't know if I'm looking myself. I thought the only things that had been actually voted on were in the person's crimes and the property offenses.
Okay, then we've already, that's what we did on Saturday. We went back and confirmed our approval, committee approval, of the amendments to that point.
That is correct.
Then I suggest we start there and go ahead and confirm.
Okay. We can just begin on page one then. Rather than have a separate sheet for each amendment, what we intended to do was to work those amendments into the text of the bill, which is in the loose leaf. Mm-hmm. And I won't go over the amendments that have already been approved, obviously.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
On page one of the loose leaf version, line four, we added the word section 110 of this chapter for clarity's sake.
Are we on record?
We are.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. Senate Judiciary, 20th of May. Present for purposes of quorum are Senators Tillian, Coletta, Ziegler, and Holman. Mr. Barry Stern.
Thank you. Sir, would you like me to stop after each? Two pages, there are more than one amendment. Would you like me to summarize all the amendments on one page and then?
Unless the committee has objection, that seems to me to be a good orderly way to go.
Okay. On page one, line four, we added the phrase, section 110 of this chapter, at the suggestion of Dan, to clarify when a person is legally accountable for the behavior of another. On page one, between line 14 and 15, we deleted former subsection C, which was failing to make an effort you are legally required to make as a basis for legal accountability. It was raised by Chief Ken Edwards in his brief, and Dan and I, in reviewing it, agreed and to eliminate that section. So those are the only two amendments on page one.
Questions on?
On page two, subsection B, line 13, we have just simply rephrased this provision as a suggestion. I also thought you, Ken Edwards, previously it was specifically provided that the qualification there was a defense. We have simply just restated, I think, the obvious that a person is not legally accountable when the person is a victim, or when the offense is inevitably incidental to the commission, without necessarily saying it was a defense. It's more of a direction to the prosecutor, not the charge. On page two, line 23, subsection A, there was some language there deleted at the suggestion of Department of Law and also Mr. Edwards. On page 25, line B, the word is solicited was added as a suggestion of the Department of Law for clarification. It'll be on the next page. And on the next page, there used to be a section called liability of an individual for organizational conduct. You would gave me such information on that, and I felt that the whole section was unnecessary, that we stated the obvious, and rather than attempt to amend what I thought was a bad section, simply deleted it, and Mr. Hickey and I both agreed on it. I should point out that all these changes that I'm discussing, Dan and I did reach a consensus on, except for one, which I'll highlight. On page four, it just read on, well, the very top of the page, the first two lines, we just simply rephrase the crime of intent for clarity's sake. There's no substantive change there. On page 4, line 12, this is simply a drafting error by us, just an inadvertence. On line 12, after it said murder in any degree, the word or kidnapping should be added. It was simply an oversight on our part. On page 22, line 22, page 4, you can see that there's a word deleted. That word was specific, and that was just a suggestion, if you can, as between Jan Hickey and with my agreement. On page 5, we added the, on page 5, right before where it says line 11, there used to be a section very similar to the provision that said a person is not legally accountable if he is the victim of an offense. And we restated that for the crimes of attempted solicitation. Mr. Edwards felt that was unnecessary, and Dan and I both agree that that was already implied in the bill through the previous provisions. On line 13, same change as on the previous page. The word kidnapping was left out. So it's a Class A felony. The crime solicited is murder in any degree or kidnapping. That's just an inadvertence on our part. On page 5, line 7, at the very bottom, there used to be some extra words there that both Dan and I were totally unnecessary for the bill and was eliminated. Page 6, there were no changes. On the pages that follow, now we're getting into the person crimes, and this has been previously amendments were adopted by the committee, and what you have in front of you is the redrafted version of it done by Jim McKenzie and Legislative Affairs. Now, the only things that we'll point out is technical changes that Jim suggested that we agreed to, or things that we just noticed that were missing from the original bill. But the first change comes on page 8, on page 8, line 3. We added subsection A1 there. You can see the addition, and also on line 27, subsection A1. Because of a previous change to the murder statute, we redefined murders, including two, murder in the first degree, including two subsections, and we just had to add that to the those two provisions. On page 9, subsection E, which is on the very top of the page, this was added at the suggestion of Mr. Edwards and also the Department of Law. And this just simply says that the defenses to murder that we list are just simply defenses to murder. They are not defenses to manslaughter. Restates, I think, the obvious, but it was still necessary to restate the obvious, which we did.